You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 4, aired on Global Community Radio. My name is Nicole Garland. For those of you who have no idea about my show, all that information and podcast information can be found on intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. For any feedback that you have for my show, can be found on intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. So for today, I wanted to slow things down a bit, so you're going to be listening to my voice for 30 minutes. So I wanted to talk to you about Tinder and other apps like OkCupid and Tagged. So there's this guy on Tagged, and I was talking to him. He seemed like a really nice guy, and we all make mistakes. So I had made a comment telling this guy how much I love my mom. What I didn't know was that his mom had died. And of course, I had made the mistake of saying that I have my mom. And we all make mistakes, and I didn't, of course, mean it to be that way. Like, I am still learning about life and the way life works. And sometimes when I say something, I don't mean it to come off the wrong way. And I'm sure everybody has this moment or two in their lives where they're like, maybe I shouldn't have said that, or I should have said that differently, you know? And because of me doing so, it's also very hard for me to tell people how I feel. The reason being is I love my siblings. I have about 5 of them. I have more than that. I have 3 siblings and 2 brothers. Yeah, that's 5. I know how to do math. It's okay. I don't get along with any of them because of the way that they treat me and my mom. And I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, I wish they wouldn't be that way. So I had asked my sister, like, I wish you could be a little more supportive because I was coming out with my show and I wanted family to support me, you know? I wanted people to be there for me because I needed that kind of support. I'm really insecure about my show. I'm not sure how this is going to pan out. I love what I do, but I don't know if my audience loves me. I'm sorry if sound quality sucks. I'm actually recording in front of a Circle K. For those of you who don't know what a Circle K is and did not listen to my first show, Circle K is like a 7-Eleven or a Quick Trip for whoever you are for where you're at. If you do not have that, well, essentially it's just a gas station with food, Slurpees, and cool stuff. Anyway, back to my siblings. So, when I told my sister this, she had freaked out on me. She had blown things out of proportion. She had called me names that I'm not allowed to say on the radio. And she had told my mom that I had called her a very, very offensive name towards African-American people. And I would never use this word. So I was very upset with my sister for lying to my mom. And she had blown it so out of proportion that what was happening with me, she decided to take it upon herself to end her relationship with my mother as well, because we both share the same mother. It was really upsetting to hear her say things like, me and my mom should go kill ourselves, because I love my sister, but she took things to the extreme. I wish she didn't, but things had to happen the way that they were, and that's one of the reasons why I don't speak to most of my siblings today. A lot of my siblings have been very cruel to my mom, even though they either know the story and are twisting it in their heads, or they don't know the story and they're making things up as they go along. A lot of my siblings have a lot of views about my parents that don't make any sense. My parents, especially my mom, did everything that she could for us. She loved us so much that she was willing to put food on the table for us before she had eaten. And my parents were doing the best that they could. There wasn't really anything that they were doing wrong or anything that they weren't doing for us. They did everything that they could for us, and that's why I really appreciate him. On that note, I should stop talking about my siblings before they eventually see this and get mad at me for saying the truth, because my family has a hard time being faced with the truth, which I really don't understand why. Okay, so I wanted to talk about something to get this straight. So I'm very young. I've been through a lot, as you know some of it from my previous shows. But I'm letting you right now that I'm not anything special. I'm not entitled to everything. The opportunities that I've been given, I've taken, yes. And I've done some things that other people my age have not done. And I'm doing something different. But being different does not make me special. So I'm letting you right now, letting you know right now, that I don't walk around with my head held high like I'm some god or something, because I'm not. I am here to express my views, to talk about what I feel like and what my audience wants me to feel, or what my audience wants me to talk about. If you want me to talk about something, or you have any feedback or questions for me or the show, please email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. To open up my inbox, because my inbox is very quiet. You can hear the crickets. It's so quiet. I'm just kidding. But I do not get a lot of emails. And I was thinking, in order to get the floodgates going and getting to know my audience, I am deciding to start a Twitter. So on my next show, I will have all that information for you. But I wanted to talk to you guys about what I wanted to do to open up my email box. I wanted to start an open forum question. So I have been asking you guys questions, and it's been crickets. So I decided to open up a open forum question to get discussions rolling. So my question to you this week is, could you do what you love for free for a living? Like, let's say you want to be an engineer, or you want to be a radio talk show host, or you want to be an actor, and you're not getting paid for it at all. The only thing you're really getting out of it is maybe experience and something to put on your resume, like an internship, you know? Could you do that for free? Because I'm in a situation where I love what I do, but I'm not getting paid for the show. And that doesn't matter to me. I am in a situation where I am able to live with my parents. I don't really pay for a lot. And it sucks because I have a pride thing. Like, I have to pay for things. And it's really hard. I'm trying to get a job out here. It's really not easy. But I'm trying to make it because I love what I do. And I'm not going to just stop this show because I don't have the money. I'm going to keep doing this show for experience. So I want to know if you would feel the same way. I know that you might not be able to, situation in which you can live somewhere for free and do what you love, but would you even consider taking a part-time job or a full-time job and still doing what you love? Or would you have to, at which point does it become realistic or fantasy? Does it become fantasy when you are striving for something that you know you're not going to make it, like you think you're going to be an actor and you're just not cutting it? Or do you think that you are thinking more realistically because you cannot make money out of it right now means you are going to stop doing that and work for something else? Because honestly, I want to talk to you guys about it, because I am in a situation where I could do what I love for free. But if I had to go out and get paid for it, I would get a part-time job or a full-time job. I would do everything that I could to be able to keep it, because I don't know, I'm driven by this passion and this determined nature to do what I love. So with that being said, I want to know how you guys feel about that. Of course, because I'm not getting paid for the show, I have to look for other means. I have to think of other ways I can make money. So I've been offered a small amount to work for Radio Serena And that is another online streaming show. And it's a brilliant show. They have a lot of, my manager, Serena, the one that I talked about in my last episode, about the LGBT community, had given me this opportunity to do some imaging for her Radio Serena show. Which imaging is basically you are kind of like the announcer. So like when you're doing a show, you're saying, "This is Radio Serena," and things like that. So it's really fun to work with Serena and be able to do that because it requires a voice that I'm learning to have. Learning to be able to have a radio voice, you know? That probably sounds a lot better than the stuff that I'm putting out lately. So I'm really going to try with that. So, also, for my last show when I talked about Serena, Serena is a very good friend of mine. She is male to female transgender. And I don't really think that honestly matters. But I want to tell you, she is the most fantastic manager I have ever had. I'm not excluding Jake because Jake's pretty cool too. But Serena has this drive for her show. So she does a show called Two Girls, One Name. And it's with her and another girl, also named Serena. And they do this wonderful music show. And they put on whatever they feel like. Sometimes they do listener requests for her other show, Radio Serena, which she works on her own. But Two Girls, One Name has a very, very special place in my heart. Because I just started listening to the show. I had no idea what Global Community Radio was, what Radio Serena was. I am opened up to a completely new world. And I want you guys to know about it too. Because if you are ever in a situation where you're bored, or you are really interested in these shows like I am, you can find all their shows on clearingthestatic.blogspot.com. That again is clearingthestatic.blogspot.com. Well, in order to talk about what I want to talk about next, I am going to tell you guys a little story. So I already told you guys how I got into radio and how I became a journalist. But I also wanted to talk to you. I was given an idea by a friend of mine. And this friend of mine told me, what's the difference between you being a journalist and you being a radio talk show host? So I thought about it and I think I want to share it with you. So as a journalist, I have to prepare things. I have to write first. I have to prepare. I got to research. I got to do my thing. I have to go out and explore and do it, do events and experience life. And of course, I have to do that for my radio show to figure out things I want to talk about. But I don't necessarily have to write a script. And that can be very hard for me because I'm a journalist first. I write. I'm always doodling new ideas for my show. But I know it's really funny, and I'm sorry that I'm running my mouth, but in radio, I'm learning how to be unscripted because I am really bad at script stuff. So I'm going to tell you. So I wrote a script with a friend, and that script was the last show of mine when I talked about the LGBT community and the current issues that they were facing. So that was scripted. So I'm sure you could tell the difference from me rambling on about things that I talk about. I'm sorry if I'm like, It's just, my brain works very fast, but sometimes my mouth does not. So sometimes when I talk, words do not come out as fast as I need them to be. Or if they do, it sounds like jumbled nonsense. So, I also wanted to talk to you guys. Okay, so in radio, I have to have a voice. And when I write, I can use words to express how I feel perfectly. But when I'm writing and I'm writing and then talking to you off script is very, very different for me. This is a whole new lifestyle that comes with it. I knew journalism. I knew I was going to write a story and I was going to post it on my blog. For those of you who don't know, I have a writing blog. It can be found at Jerry J, which is jerejay.wordpress.com. And I write whatever I feel like I want to talk about. I can be as opinionated as I want to be. But as a radio talk show host, I decided that that's not the route I wanted to go on. I wanted to be able to express other people's views. And if I felt it necessary, I would chime in with my own opinion. So it's very different to write something opinionated and then do a radio show where I'm not talking about it all. It's not that I need my view to be expressed. I'm just talking about what I find that's different. What I find difficult for me is I knew journalism. I knew that I was going to write, I was going to post it, and then that was it. For my radio show, I'm constantly finding things to talk about. And this is a whole new world. Like, I listen to radio, but to be honest, I haven't been really listening to much. And now that I'm exposed to global community radio and Radio Serena, I have this expression to use. I have this new way of expressing how I feel. And Jason had given me ideas of getting me used to his show, Clearing the Static, and Radio Serena, and Two Girls, One Name, and Saffron Says, which is the other Serena's show. I know, very confusing. I'm still trying to work that out in my head too, and I will find a way to explain it as soon as I can. So, I'm introduced to a whole new world. I had to do a lot of announcing for my show, and I didn't know how to do that, but I think I did very well. I think I'm doing very well with the show, and I'm really excited to see how it goes, you know? I honestly want to tell you guys something. That whatever you do in life is going to be hard. It sure is for me. And it's going to be different. And I'm exposed to a world that I didn't think I'd ever be exposed to. And I didn't think I would be meeting the people that I'm meeting along the way. I've met some really amazing people. But it requires a lot of hard work. I can make it easy. I can procrastinate to the last minute. I get to choose my hours of when I work, how long I work for, and things like that. I have it a lot easier than most radio talk show hosts. And I give them credit for what they do because it is so, so hard to think of 30 minutes to talk about. And in order to keep you guys entertained, I need to constantly be talking for those 30 minutes. So I'm racking my brain trying to think of ideas for the show. And it requires a lot from me. It requires my time. It requires other people's time. It requires my planning. It requires my announcing the show. It requires a lot of things for me to be the way that I am. And I'm really surprised. I'm really happy at the results for my shows. I have posted the podcast on one site to post it on another. And I was really shocked at how many people were actually interested in my show. And I'm hoping that they will stay interested because I worked really hard for this. When I got the show, of course. And I'm working really hard to keep it. So I want you guys to know that if you're ever really passionate about something, don't give it up. Do what you love. It's going to require a lot of hard work that you might not want to do or you might don't want to do. But I recommend you do it. It's so worth it. The best things about my job are talking to you guys. Because I'm just talking to you guys on my phone. I like hearing I don't like my voice on the radio. But I like hearing my completed work on the radio. To finally know that my show is coming out. And it's still very new, so eventually I think that I'll get over the excitement. But it is so cool to hear your hard-earned work being on the radio for everyone to listen to. in other states, who has the link, who listens to your podcast after it comes out. It is amazing, that gratification of being able to look the next morning and seeing how many people viewed or how many downloaded your podcast or knowing how many people were listening the night before is so incredible to me. So incredible. And that is what I love about my job. Of course, I love other things, writing and doodling and figuring out things to say and talking to you guys. And I don't know, just being my bubbly, weird self. You know, I'm always calling my manager Jake or Serena and saying, this is the idea I have for the show. Like, is this good? Are people gonna love it? And my boss has told me, do whatever makes you feel good. And honestly, I want to do that. And of course, I'm going to be doing that. But I'm gonna need your guys' help too. You guys could be very different from me. You guys could be so different from me. I'm just going to assume that you all are different from me and that because we all are different, unique individuals, and we have some things in common. But in order to keep you guys as an audience, I need feedback for my show. I just started the show. There are times where I don't even know what I'm doing or if I'm doing it right. Am I saying everything okay? Is the voice quality great? Should I be talking about something a little less boring? Do I need to be more inspirational, motivational? Like, I need your guys' feedback. I want you guys to participate. If I have a question to ask you, I want to get to know my audience. I'm here as a learning experience. I'm doing what I love. But this is a learning experience for me. I need to talk to you guys. I need my email to be, I need stuff to talk about or things that you guys are interested in. I don't want to always be here as Nikki says this or Nikki says that. I want people to be able to express how they feel as an audience. I want people to be involved. I know a lot of my stuff that I've been talking about recently are probably making people angry, but I need to know. I need to know what you want me to say or what you want me to talk about, because of course this is my show, but you guys are my audience and I want you guys to stick with the show. Like, I do not have very many expectations in life. But of course I have some aspirations. I want to build a strong foundation with my audience so that I can be able to express how I feel and express my audience feel. If you have any questions for me, anything you want to talk about with me, anything you want me to talk about. Like, I could talk about more about Tucson. I could talk about things that are affecting your guys' lives. Things that are problems that you think that by me expressing can change something or can do something about it. And so, if you have any of that, please email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen.blogspot.com. You are listening to Global Community Radio's airing of Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 4. If you missed part of the show or you want to go back and view the other 3 shows or you want more information about the show to see if you are interested in it, all that information can be found on Intellectual Thoughts of a Teen Girl. blogspot.com. I have a few minutes left before the show ends, and I want to talk to you guys. I got my idea of the open forum question from Loveline, as you guys may know from my first show, that I'm a big fan of Loveline. I am not going to copy Loveline, but if there are things you want me to bring back in the show or there are favorite radio stations that you think they do a segment that's so cool that you think I could spin my take on it, let me know. Like, I am here to entertain for 30 minutes. Can I do that for you guys? Can I get you guys to stick? So I wanted to talk to you guys about my next coming shows. So I'm going to talk to you guys, and I'm not going to tell you this is a promise. I'm not going to tell you this is what's going to happen. But I have a couple people I want to interview. So I'm going to give you the lineup, and then I will also keep you guys posted. So I'm hoping for my next episode. I have a rapper in Michigan, and he's pretty big out there. He's about to go into the recording studio. I think he's recording a single, but he could be recording an album. And I want you guys to know about him. I think he's pretty cool. He makes really cool beats. He's a pretty fun person to talk about and talk to. His name is Aubrey Ramir. And I don't know if I pronounced that right. So if he's on my next episode, I'm hoping that he can clear that up for you guys. I want to talk to him about what makes him so inspirational. And he's a really good friend of mine. And I really want to express other people and talk about what other people do for a living and why they want to do it. I love passion-driven people. I love people who have an aspiration for a goal or don't, but still plan on succeeding in life. And that's who I want to interview for next week. In a couple weeks after that, I'm hoping I can get a local Tucson rapper, his name is Brandon Daly, to interview for the show. And I'm pretty sure that everything's gonna fall in line. And if it doesn't, of course, somewhere along the line, I will be interviewing them. So you will never miss out. I will have the podcast downloaded, and the link can be found on intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. And he's another inspirational artist here in Tucson. He's very good at what he does. I kind of want to talk to them both about what their lyrics are about and some things they want to tell my audience, or our audience at that point. Those are some ideas that I have for the show that I'm deciding to run by you, just like I do with Jake and Serena. You guys are my audience, or the other Serena as well. You guys are my audience, and I feel like if you were going to stick to my show, I think you guys need to know what's up. You need to know the ideas and plans that I have for the show, because I really want to expand my show. My goal, and I know this will not happen overnight, and I really hope that it doesn't happen overnight, but I want to be rebroadcasted on other stations as well. So because my show is very, very different from a lot of the shows that I see, I want to do something different for my show. I want new people. I want to talk about things that are expressing this generation and the old generation. And I'm very curious about people and the way that they work. And so for my shows, I'm going to be trying to give you an update of plans that I have for the shows. I'm not going to always give you things on what I'm going to talk about unless it's really important. But I want you guys to know what's up. I want you guys to be able to feel like you have an idea of what I'm going to talk about. Because I don't like leaving people in the dark. Never have, never will. And so when I am expressing to you guys how I feel and things like that, you are welcome to say whatever you want to me. I hope that if you guys decide to email me your thoughts and questions for the show, I hope that you guys are positive, and if you need some motivation in your life, or you don't, that's up to you. But I'm going to always be here. Well, my show might not be, and I might not always be here, but I will for the time being on my Gmail. You are welcome to email me your thoughts, your opinions, and I, of course, get back to everyone. And with that being said, you are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teen Girl or Teenage Girl podcast. program for aired on Global Community Radio. Your host is Nicole Garland. And I want you guys to know, always be you. Don't let people change that about you. You are just as unique and just as amazing as everyone else. You guys have a good night.